from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. I can't believe that this has happened. I truly can't. Since the night they ran the graphic on TV during the game that the Pirates hadn't had a three-game losing streak in all this time, like decades it felt like, they've collapsed. It's officially, can we agree it's officially a collapse?
Oh, it's a collapse.
Nine out of ten, and now they're one of the worst four teams in the National League.
They all came against teams they're trying to pursue and catch. And this is your opportunity. You want head-to-head games that are meaningful to try to, you know, reduce the deficit? These are them, and they got ambushed.
Yeah, I mean,
Ron.
Not to spoil, my Mackey planner, but the thing I'll tell you is, the column that I'm writing about, when we look back on this season, what will be the Jerry Meals moment? You remember the year, Joe, when Jerry Meals, basically the Pirates were rolling?
Yeah.
And then, so we can all point to that, the Jerry Meals moment, and say,
yeah,
from that point on, it was all downhill.
Great topic. When did it go downhill here?
So,
what game?
So my point is, that's what I'm, my Mackey planner, that's what I'm writing my column about. And I'll give you a couple of the options, and you tell me which one do you think we will look back on and say, that one.
Thank you for asking. It was the O'Neill Cruz meltdown game
in Houston, with a chance to sweep.
The way it happened, how it happened, and who it happened to was very symbolic of the demise of these Pirates.
Okay. How about then the very next night, the Josh Bell moment off of Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah. That was crushing, but it was more about the other guys.
Well,
than the
and
Pirates.
My thing with that was a game that they were down 5-0 and came all the way back, and it looked like they were going to win.
Yeah.
I'll give you a funny side to that is I was down at the casino because I had to go to that game, right? So they were down 5-0. I said, you know what? I have to be there for the post game, but I'm going to just sit here and have a drink or two and watch some of the game. So they got down 5-0. It was down 5-0, and I got to like the third inning. I was like, you know what? I think they're going to come back and win this game. I ran over and I bet them $25 to win $300. They come all the way back. I'm walking across to PNC Park, and I'm like, I'm going to win.
That was the night McCutchen dove into home. Remember that?
Yes. Yep. That was the play where when he dove into home, I was like, I'm winning this.
Yeah. And then Chapman's throwing 105. And then it looked like they would.
Then I left and went over and got in there just about the time that Josh Bell was coming to the plate. And he hit one a mile and a half.
And that only tied it.
Well, it did. But that, to me, as soon as he hit that, I said, they're losing. That's it. They're losing.
I think those kinds of losses do take a toll on a team. You may not look at it directly and see it.
How about
but here's, it's a demoralizing situation.
And I'm going to give you
losses.
One more option. Because I think this might be it. Because they recovered from that, you know, the O'Neill Cruz and the Josh Bell. Then they won a game. They came back and won. The next night, however, how about the Jock Peterson 3-run homer over Holderman? That, to me, is the one that I'm picking. I think the
That was a killer game. There's no question.
They haven't won since then.
I know. I just felt like it all started to fall apart with O'Neill Cruz running into left field. You could also argue it was even the Skeens game where he's goes out for the ninth inning to chance of MVP, and they blew that game.
They blew that game too, right?
Let's go to the calls. We have a bunch of them, Sean.
All right, we're going to go JD in the North Hills.
What's up, JD?
Guys, I got to tell you, I think the low point of the season came yesterday with Ben Nauer. I mean, come on, this guy's supposed to be our closer. I mean, he's
with
blown
who?
How many games, like you said, Ben Nauer. Blown up Ben Nauer, as they say. However, that should be his new nickname, Blown Up Ben Nauer, because he's been blowing
blown up
all
year. Blown up
Bednar.
Bednar, yes.
Bednar, yeah. I mean, he's blowing up like crazy. And
yeah,
I'm
he is.
Sorry. Right now, they did nothing at the trade deadline that was worth watching. I mean, they, okay, got some scab players. You trade one of your minor leaguers in Priester. Yes, I'd say Charrington and Huntington, Shelton, give them another year. If they don't turn it around, then you farm. This time next year, you could see the paperwork. Right now, they've got to have a busy winter, and if they don't, it's going to be the same old same.
Well, I would say this declaration from ownership. If we don't get in the playoffs next year, everything changes.
Appreciate the call. I don't blame him for any of his thoughts there. Next. Mm-mm.
But yesterday is not a low. That's a game they should have won, sure. Came back would have been nice. But those other things we mentioned were far more harmful to them than this game yesterday.
I know, but it's also subjective.
But you've already lost eight out of nine.
If Paul's story, you know, about the beginning of the fall, yesterday may have been the final dagger.
Yeah.
Well, they're not done with this road trip yet.
You know, it's semi-exciting when they go ahead in the 10th inning. McCutchen's hitting two-run bombs in the same game dramatically. And they still blow the game.
Yeah.
They still blow the game, Bob. Mm-hmm. Next. Well, sorry, Paul.
No, I was going
to
say.
We're going to go to Rich and Carmichael's.
Go ahead, Rich. Talk to Paul.
Paul, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, my friend, I enjoy your show. I enjoy Bob, but you made a comment, Paul. You said, you know, all the tricks of the trade, but I want to say to you, you talked about the Pirates 4 years ago. They didn't have anything, and you can't blame Chelsea for that. Well, I disagree. Those 4 years with no players should have made you a better manager for this year, period. The thing is, I went to that game, and for the longest time, he had players playing. You don't know who was playing. Every night they played, they had different lineups. That's not a good manager. And the other thing is, I seen that game last Sunday. I went down there with my daughter against Arizona. And after that game, that manager, you talk about a good manager, he makes the comment, well, Paul was all over the place. And with another comment he made, well, he only gave up one or two runs, period, when he came out in that sixth inning. Well, that's not a good manager throwing somebody under the bus. They ought to throw him under the bus, the manager. He's not a good manager. He didn't manage that many games, period, before he came to Pittsburgh. And you call, he should have used those 4 years ago as a learning experience, and it should have made him a better manager. He's not a good manager. Period. I know the players, and they didn't do very good anyway. The problem is, he's not a good manager.
Thank you for the call.
I enjoy you guys. I enjoy the show. But keep giving me updates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My man from the 49ers, that's all I have to say. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
As he fades away.
Paul?
I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with some of what he had to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would argue with a lot of what Shelton, some of his, I should say some of his decision making. The game, the Joc Pederson game, was ridiculous. But like my argument with Pony last night, Bob, I honestly feel of all the sports, a manager has less to do with a baseball team winning or losing. And
I would agree with that. There are a lot of decisions that need to be made, but mostly it comes down to the players and how they're playing. And you could put them in the right spots, you could put them in bad spots. And that's not to say he hasn't made decisions that are in the best interest, as it turns out. And things they're not second guess. You can sit there and say, why are you letting Holderman in that specific thing with Joc Pederson?
Right.
Holderman did not pitch well for several outings before then.
And
he's
Pony
in a high leverage situation.
Pony brought up Clint Hurdle. Like, none of us had problems with Clint Hurdle's managing.
Right.
Right? I mean, the Sunday lineups, everything else that went on here, especially by the end,
but
you know.
Some of the stuff, though, that we criticize, it's kind of a baseball thing to do, isn't it? Sunday lineups, the games
Bunting,
they play with innings.
But I will say this about Bunting. Every other team they play does Bunting very well.
Right. If you can execute Bunting, that's fine. My point is, the way the game is played nowadays, Sunday lineups, all the games they play with innings for their pitchers, all of the different goofy things they do, all of these analytic things like, well, we should never bunt, that kind of I don't necessarily blame Shelton.
All right, let me.
Because that's the way baseball's being played, and you know what? If you got rid of Shelton, they'd hire another guy.
Right.
Who's going to be in love with the analytics stuff?
And here's the thing: yesterday, though, Bednar had to pitch a second inning, which he never does. He got up into the 40s in pitch count because but he's struggled of late. One guy who hasn't struggled of late is Chapman. Chapman pitches the eighth inning, and I think he only had 10 pitches. Why can't he then come out to start the ninth inning? 10 pitches. He's been effective.
I've said.
Instead, they go to Bednar, and he gives up the lead. Then they have, you know.
I've
then
said
have to...
for at least a week, they should flip-flop Bednar and Chapman. That Chapman should be the closer because, and people say, well, what difference does it make? Because that means Bednar will just screw up the eighth. Well, but the thing is, if Bednar gets in a little trouble in the eighth, now you can go to Chapman to clean it up. As opposed to, you've already used Chapman.
Ideally,
now Bednar comes in and doesn't do a good job. You can't go.
And they had no one else to go to.
Ideally, yes,
point.
But Shelton said he won't go to Chapman for two innings, or he won't let him sit down and come back out for another inning. I agree with you. Pitches. That's what I asked Shelton himself. And right after that, he did it, by the way. He did bring in Chapman for a two-inning appearance. But at some point, you want to go comparing this to the 2013 Pirates. Here's what Clint Hurdle did when he went to his bullpen. Tapped his arm and said, Watson, Grilly, Melanson, and they all came in and shut people down the whole year. Yeah. This guy is saying, Bednar? I hope. Holderman, I hope. I mean, these guys are letting him down more than he's letting them down.
What are you supposed to do if you're him, though? Who do you go to in those situations?
That's my point.
You have somebody to go to, and these are the guys you count on, and they're not getting it done.
Has he screwed up some games? Yes, he has. Has he helped them win some games with decisions? I would argue, yes, he has. Give him a better team is what I would say. Like, we're actually going to sit here and argue about Shelty's lineups from earlier this season? Why doesn't he ever go with the same set lineup? We got that call a couple times. Because he doesn't have a set lineup because his hitters stink. That's why.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's all bad. It's all bad news. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I just feel like it's It's partly a situation of where
Grizzly Adams is on you again, Paul.
Why? What did
the guy who? What was the original problem with him?
I have no idea.
You told him to go to the bathroom and never come
back.
What
is he upset about?
He said, "Can we get a bigger on button on Paul's microphone?"
Well, that's pretty funny. I can live with that. That's okay. I screw it up.
He's become a fan, Grizzly Adams.
No, I'm just saying. I can appreciate that. That's funny because I do screw that up every day. My thing with that whole Shelton, there are some things you can do differently if you're not beholden to all of these ridiculous numbers and analytics. And I'll give you a great example, okay? The other day, remember in the ninth inning when Grandal came up and you have Joey Bart sitting on the bench?
Yes.
And his explanation was, well, Joey Bart is 0-for-3 against whoever the pitcher was.
Right. That's
if it's
only 0 three
for, if it's 2-for-40, okay, fine. It's 0-for-3.
Yeah.
And my thing with that is, that's a guy who looks at the charts and looks at all of the numbers and looks at all and scours it over. And that's great that he knows all those things. But you know what? My biggest problem with analytics and analytic people, right? The people that are, is that human beings play these games, not robots. Human beings. And the bottom line is, Joey Bart's been swinging the bat really, really well. Grandal is useless. So, I'm sorry. In that situation, 0-3 be damned? Use Joey Bart. But that's not how he does things.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. There's been legitimate cause for criticism frequently.
I'm not saying that's why they lost the game. I'm saying I can point to a lot of those times like that where I think the manager is a prisoner of, like, I don't want to just, because analytics has become a word that just covers everything that, you know what I mean? But he's become a prisoner of sort of the new way to play baseball, and he never wants to deviate out from it, underneath it, which I think times you have to.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, I wanted to give you some good news with the Steelers, and there is some, but there's also some bad news, both in the AFC North and with the Steelers themselves. And we'll talk about that next, maybe some winners and losers from the preseason opener, all of that fan weather. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Sunny and pleasant with a high of 80. And of course, where are we with the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes? We're going to touch on that. Bob has a showdown at high noon. Paul against me against Paul, Paul against Bob, Bob against Paul, Bob against me against Bob, and all of us
since
against
Bob
Sean.
Is here, can I make a request at some point in the show?
Yes.
We talk about the Olympic basketball teams.
Yeah, why don't we, Bob? Why don't you lead your showdown with that? Thank you.
We could do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We will.
We can do a lot of.
We have to go.
We
have to go.
But I'm amused at the fact that there are people who actually are criticizing them for winning two gold medals. But anyway, go ahead.
We'll talk about all of that coming up. First, JP Roofing and Siding. What a man JP is, I was going to say has become, but he's always been a really good guy and really good at what he does. And people have recognized that. Trifecta top performer, MVP in the Northeast, back-to-back years for service excellence, product excellence, marketing leadership, and customer service. They've been out to my house 3-4 times, identified the problem right away, and they fixed it. That's what you want, right? You want it fixed. You don't want to worry about it again. Period. That's it. That's what I want when someone comes out to do work on the house. $500 off right now, any roofing or siding installation. People come from far and wide just to look at Joe's mustache. The mustache will give you an autograph. Last I saw, it was absolutely incredible. It was on a golf course, and the mustache signs its own autographs, Sean. Can you imagine that?
It sounds amazing.
It is quite amazing to witness in person. Give them a call, 412-829-7711. That's 829-7711.
Sean Myers with your fan headlines. The Pirates dropped their seventh game in a row yesterday in L.A. They suffered a 10-inning loss to the Dodgers by the score of 6-5. David Bednar took the loss. Bailey Falter gave up 4 earned over 4 innings pitched. Andrew McCutchen had a couple of home runs and 4 RBIs. Pirates back at it tonight in San Diego against the Padres at 9:40. Marco Gonzalez against former Bucco Joe Musgrove is the pitching matchup. The North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorn begins at 8:45 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open. For more, check out 93.7thefan.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.